If you're just joining us, this is an interview with Vince Catalica. We're listening to his recordings ranging over, about 40 years, and talking about his career, which ranges over about 50.
Well, you know, it was a hat and gloves and high heel type thing for women, you know. The woman didn't go out on the street unless she, you know, was completely covered and dressed up. And the men never went out on the street unless they had their suit on, practically. That was one of the things. As far as the culture, it had its nightclubs. It had its tea dances. We never could afford to go to New Joe's. Mm-hmm. Just the girls that were making $15, $20 a week dancing or singing, and the musicians that were making $3, $4 a night in pay and $10 a night in tips. Because they really had the rounders then. The day of the rounder is really gone. But the rounder's a customer that had a few things going on the side, you know what I mean? A couple of women going on the side.
Uh-huh. Or a gambler, maybe.
Gambler, and they were tremendous horse players. And they used to come in and just, drop $5 for any old thing. Ace in the hole. By the time I got out of school, it was $5. Can you play Begin the Begin like Artie Shaw? Because, see, that record came out July of 1938. The Rounders kept all these musicians. Musicians really played Rounders tunes. Lulu's Back in Town, Sonny Boy, these are late tunes, I'm in the 30s, but they had, The Doll Dance, Nola, all these things were 20s tunes, Sweet Lorraine, and the clarinet players, saxophone players, drummers, the trios were playing behind these singers or strippers, and they got a wage, but they also got tips. And as I understand it, they haul off and split everything every night. That was a loyal thing between all the girls and the guys.
So the Rounders were hustlers of one sort or another who made their money on the shady side of the law, but were big patrons of jazz music or a certain, whatever their favorites were?
Sure, exactly that.
This town is full of guys who think they're mighty wise. Just because they know a thing or two. You can see them every day, walking up and down Broadway, telling of the wonders they can do. You'd see wise guys and boosters and card sharps, crap shooters. They congregate around the Metropole. They wear fancy ties and collars, but where would they get those dollars? Well, they all got an ace down in the hole. Some of them write in the old folks' court coin, and that's their ace in the hole. And others have girls down on the old Tenderloin, and that's their ace down in the hole. They're telling you of money that they've made and they've spent, but they never ever seem to flatten some big bankroll. And their names would be much like a chump dealing stud if they ever lost that ace down. We'll be right back. of them write to the old folks for coin, and that's their ace down in the hole. Some others have girls down on the old tenderloin, and that's their ace down in the hole. They'll tell you of trips that they're gonna make from Frisco up to the North Pole, but their names would be mud like a chunk dealing stud if they ever lost that ace down in the hole.
The Jimmy Diamond Knob Hill Gang recorded live at the Hyatt Regency in 1983-84. The live recording of Jimmy Diamond's Knob Hill Gang. Let's see, we probably had Bob Schultz on trumpet, Vince Catalica for sure on clarinet, Jerry Butson trombone, John Markham on the drums, Jimmy Diamond band leader and piano. That was the ace in the hole. Before that, we heard Vince talking about the Rounders. We're listening to an interview, if you just joined us, with Vince Catalica, who played jazz clarinet on the West Coast here for 50 years. In this next set, we'll hear Vince with Wally Rose and Clancy Hayes are recording. Jerry Butson playing trombone again on the 1957-58. It sounds like it's in stereo, so it'd have to be probably 58. Cakewalk to Lindy Hop recording and released on Columbia at that time. We'll also hear more from the Molasses Brothers backing Vince, the Molasses Brothers, Chris Siebert piano, Steve Strauss bass, Dan Foltz the drums. And we'll hear him next with Larry Vukovich's San Francisco Jazz All-Stars. We've talked about most of your career. We're up to the 1970s now, and I guess at some point you moved from Dixieland to a more mainstream jazz with Larry Vukovich?
Yeah, that was after leaving the Fairmont. I just fooled around. I began to do one of my Artie Shaw licks. You know, he'd stopped too, so I stopped. I didn't play for a year. And then I started playing again with a band called Sweet and Hot. Now we're up to about 1990, and then that's when I met up with Larry, started hiring me at the hotel. Larry Vukovich hires all kinds of talent at the Hyatt at Union Square. They call that the Grand Hyatt. And on the 36th floor, it's Club 36, he hires all kinds of people, clarinet players, saxophone players, singers. And he started hiring me around 1989, and then he decided that we should make an album, and we made an album that's out on CD, and we added, it's John Markham, Al Obudinski, Larry Vukovich, and Alan Smith, and myself. And it's just, I'm not playing any saxophones. I haven't played a saxophone since, oh God, the early 60s. I just played clarinet on it. And we have a few things like Undecided. I also play a blues, a little blues. And then I play in a blues with the rest of the group. And I play in Perdido. And the rest of it is involved with Alan Smith, a rhythm section. Also, Larry did a few solos by himself too.
Sounds great. Let's listen to it a little bit.
I was working with Wally Rose. We made a record in 1955 called Cakewalk to Lindy Hop. These were all dances that Clancy Hayes sang This was a Columbia record produced by George Avakian.
Folks in Georgia, about to go insane since that new dance. Down to Georgia came, I'm the only person who's to blame. The one who introduced it there. So give me credit, I know a thing or two. Give me credit for springing something new. Now watch closely and I'll show to you how to do the dance that is a bear. First you put your two knees close up tight. Swim to the left, swim to the right. Trip around the floor kind of nice and light. Twist around with all your might. Stretch your loving arms straight out in space. Then you do the eagle rock with style and grace. Swing your foot way round and bring it back. That's what I call ball of the jack.
When we played these clubs, we got to play them six nights a week for a month. And then they gave us our notice, and we move on to another club.
Well, this is an interesting point. You're saying that you used to play several nights a week, whereas now you're once a week.
Yeah, once a week the man will let you play in his club, and then another band comes in. And I don't like this, because I want to build up the audience for what I'm doing. And the Hangover Club was a perfect instance that we played. You know, we played in there three nights a week, and he didn't know what to do with himself, so he put us on five nights.
We'll be right back.
right, the blues by Vince Catalica. E-flat blues.
Well, Vince, it's been a fascinating discussion, Vince Catalica, talking to you about some 50 years of involvement in jazz, swing, and Dixieland music.
Yes, well, you know, I just say to myself, I've done my part, and, you know, and I take it easy. I'm going to go home and try to go for a walk, and maybe by the time 6 o'clock I will have made some tomato sauce. I make my own tomato sauce, you know, brown the onions, and I could go on and give you recipes on the next one.
I've enjoyed hearing you around town and having the opportunity to record you. It's too bad that there aren't more recordings, because you're a very wonderful player.
Well, I've had my moments, like everybody else, and maybe my moments are more few, but I don't think I'll play again.
Well, Vince, I very much appreciate you coming in and sharing your memories with me and with the listeners, and I want to thank you very much.
And thank you for having me, Dave.
Thanks again, Vince.
Very much. Thank you.
We've been hearing recordings of Vince Catalica ranging over 4.5 decades. E-flat Blues, and some ways back Ace in the Hole, where Jimmy Diamond's Knob Hill Gang recorded live for broadcast in the early 1980s. Special thanks to Ed Fisher for technical assistance. And we heard from the long out-of-print late 50s, Wally Rose Clancy Hayes album, Cakewalk to Lindy Hop. Clearly, he was a superb and very talented clarinet player that few outside the West Coast Dixieland scene knew. I hope this salute to the late Vince Catalica will remedy his undeserved obscurity and that you found getting acquainted with him entertaining and uplifting. My thanks to record collectors Dick Wahlberg and Bill Reynolds, and thanks to Chris and Charlie Siebert for their unissued Molasses Brothers sessions. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, providing professional sound preservation and restoration services. My website is jazzhot.bigstep.com. That's Saluting Vince Catalica on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening. Finally, something from a Barney Bagard Duke Ellington spinoff band, as performed by Vince with the Molasses Brothers. The luscious A Lull at Dawn.